Hey friends, welcome back to the Gubba Podcast. One of these days, I'm going to get a proper podcast opening jingle. Until then, I'm Gubba, a first-time homesteader following in the footsteps of my homesteading forebears. And today, I want to discuss different methods of food preservation. I think it's a good idea to utilize a variety of food preservation methods so you aren't relying on only one method. And with the rising cost of food, I think knowing how to preserve your food for the future so you can buy it at a lower cost now and save yourself some time and money down the road. One of the most common methods of food preservation is freezing. I feel like we all utilize it in some way, shape, or form. I know I do. Freezing slows down the spoilage process of food. And because of the low temperatures, bacteria and yeast growth is slowed, keeping our food safe and edible for longer periods of time as compared to just storing it in the fridge or on the counter. Don't store food on the counter that needs to be in the fridge or the freezer. Oh man, that's like the danger zone. You're just asking for bacteria. But I may be guilty of eating pizza that's been left out from the night before on the counter, but I survived. I would still not suggest doing that. And I'm here to talk about storing food properly. I have four freezers on my homestead. I have a chest freezer, a stand-up freezer, and two fridges equipped with freezer space. One of the fridges and a chest freezer were left behind when I purchased my homestead. And I utilize the chest freezer for meat for the dogs, dog food and dog bones. So it's kind of like a dog freezer. And I use the fridge that was left behind for just freezer space because the main part of the fridge needs to be cleaned out. And I haven't gotten to it yet. It's nothing crazy. I just want to get in there and scrub it down, but I haven't had the need to use this fridge space, so I haven't done that yet. My upright freezer is used for meat, frozen vegetables, fruit, lots and lots of butter, and I do have boxed dog food in there. I did a little meat tour on my YouTube, which shows all of the meat that I store in my upright freezer, and I had a lot of fun filming that because I had just picked up meat from my local farmer, and there is definitely not a meat shortage on this homestead. A useful tool that goes hand in hand with freezing is a vacuum sealer. Using a vacuum sealer to seal your frozen food helps keep the food longer. I got my vacuum sealer from Costco on sale, so I would suggest looking there or even Amazon. Amazon is easy. You can find good prices. You will also want to purchase gallon plastic bags and butcher paper for storage accessories. Freezing is so easy, and I love that you can even do freezer meals where you make meals ahead of time, freeze them, then pull them out of the freezer later and have a meal ready to go. You just need to thaw it and cook it. One downfall of freezing as a food preservation method is that if the electricity goes out or the grid goes down, your food now is at risk and you need to make a plan for this kind of situation. I wouldn't suggest using this as your only method of preservation because if you lose electricity for a long period of time, imagine all of the food that will be ruined. That would be such a sad day. I would suggest making meal plans, canning, or if you have a freeze dryer, make plans to freeze dry the frozen goods. So make plans to rotate through your frozen goods and keep them up somewhere else. But you know, you can keep some in the freezer, but just be prepared. If the electricity does go out, you run a risk of losing what's in there. And keep in mind that some foods like vegetables will have to be blanched before you throw them in the freezer. Blanching is a process of scalding the food in boiling water to stop enzyme actions. And if you do not blanch your food that needs to be blanched, it can result in a loss of flavor, color, and texture. And then when you go to recook that food, it will just never regain the same consistency. It might seem like it's just never cooked through. It's kind of weird how that works, but blanching is easy and makes it so you can enjoy your food later. So do not skip blanching. I am working on a chart that I will have posted on my website soon to get you started and familiarize yourself with how to blanch and what needs to be blanched. Freezing is an amazing way to preserve food. And another popular food preservation method is canning. In order to safely preserve your food, you have to use the correct method of canning. There is water bath and pressure canning. If you don't properly can your food, you can end up with spoilage or botulism. So make sure to always use the proper method according to what you are canning. Typically, high acid foods like fruit can be water bath canned, and low acid foods need to be pressure canned. So that's gonna be like asparagus and your meats. Water bath canning doesn't require any special equipment besides jars and a stock pot, whereas pressure canning, you need an actual pressure canner. A water bath can only heat the food to the temperature of the boiling water, but a pressure canner can heat the food at much higher temperatures, and this works through physics, which is really neat. In a water bath, the acidity and the heat created during processing that allows the food to be safely canned. A pressure canner reaches higher temperatures than boiling water, allowing for low acidic foods to be safely canned. You can also use a steam canner in place of a water bath. I actually prefer a steam canner because you use less water and it takes less time because you don't have to bring a massive pot of water to boil. I have also found water bath canners to be messier with water with the spilling out. So I prefer the easiness of a steam canner, and maybe it's just me with the water bath canner being messy, but I don't know. I'm kind of messy in the kitchen, so maybe it's just me, but I love my steam canner. And canning is a great way to preserve foods. As we all know, you can make soups, pickled goods, canned meats, beans, vegetables, and so much more with canning. Nothing like lining your pantry shelf with your own canned items. Also, having meals ready to go when you're in a hurry or don't feel like cooking is so nice. Plus, like jams, they make the cutest gift. I love receiving homemade gifts. So I'm all about that, and I'm all about efficiency when it comes to cooking. So that's why I love freezer meals and canned meals, because they save me time. Having canners on hand are a great self-sufficiency tool. You can order them off of Amazon, and I don't see the prices getting any cheaper. I ordered my All-American pressure canner about a year ago at $320. It is now $379, so it's gone up about $60. There was also a canning supply shortage the past few years. So when you see supplies, get what you need plus a little extra. You know, I love prepping and stocking up. You aren't supposed to reuse canning lids, so it is never a bad idea to purchase more canning lids when you can find them and afford them. Tatler also makes reusable canning lids. I haven't used them yet, but I've seen a lot of positive reviews about them. I would also suggest only using recipes from trusted canning sources like the Ball Blue Book of Canning and other canning guides that have been tested. There's also the online National Center for Home Food Preservation, which is a great, amazing resource whenever you are wanting to can something. I still only use verified canning recipes, and they have been great, so I haven't had any reason to venture away from that. Another method of food preservation is dehydration. So dehydrating is the process of removing moisture from food and bringing the moisture content to low levels. By removing moisture, you extend its shelf life because bacteria won't be able to thrive in the low low moisture levels. You can dehydrate goods in the sun, in the summer, or purchase an actual dehydrator that you can keep in your kitchen. Dehydrated food has been known to last up to 10 years, but it is best to use it up within a year, so keep your dehydrated goods circulating through your food storage. You can store dehydrated goods in jars and then vacuum seal the jars to extend the longevity. I wouldn't store dehydrated goods in Mylar bags due to moisture still being present. That could eventually cause spoilage, and you wouldn't want to open up a Mylar bag in a situation and see some spoiled whatever you dehydrated. I would always keep my dehydrated goods in clear jars or clear vacuum sealed bags so I can see how my food is doing. You can dehydrate meats, fruits, vegetables, eggs, herbs, and more. So much more. Dehydrators range in price, but even the cheaper models have great reviews and people have good luck with them. Based on the reviews that I've read, you can make beef jerky and fruit leathers through dehydrating, and who doesn't want some beef jerky or fruit leather? Because I know that I do. Yum. Dehydrating is similar to freeze drying, except dehydrating doesn't get all of the moisture out of the foods, and freeze drying does. I did a whole episode on freeze drying, so check it out if you are interested in purchasing a freeze dryer and want to learn more. Freeze drying uses sublimation to extract all of the moisture from the food, so the liquid goes from a solid straight to a gas without going through a liquid phase. It's pretty neat. I love that sort of physics stuff because all of the moisture has been extracted from the food. You can store the food for long periods of time, like up to 30 years. You will need an actual freeze dryer to freeze dry goods. So I would suggest checking out Harvest Right because they made a home freeze dryer and I absolutely love mine. You can freeze dry just about anything, meat, milk, vegetables, fruit, ice cream, candies like Skittles. Oh man, the sky is really the limit. And a benefit of freeze drying is that the nutrients are almost all preserved. Other methods of food preservation, like canning and dehydrating, lose nutrition value through their processes, but the process of freeze drying preserves almost all of the nutrients. Even after 30 years, those nutrients are going to be preserved, and I think that's so cool. I love that. I love a lot in food preservation, and that's one of the things I love. If you are looking to extend the shelf life of what you have in your fridge and other goods in your pantry, I would suggest a vacuum sealer. It's such a simple tool, and I have always stored my fruits and vegetables in glass jars in the fridge, which extends their shelf life as compared to just storing them in the containers they come in. Recently, if I buy excess of fruit or cheese, I vacuum seal them. So I'll vacuum seal the excess fruit in glass jars and they last for a long time, or at least until I get to them. I could just freeze them, but this is for products that I intend to eat soon, but not soon enough, and I don't want to freeze them and possibly lose their integrity and texture, if that makes sense. You can also vacuum seal cheese in a vacuum seal bag to help it remain fresh. I would suggest to vacuum seal up the products in your fridge to extend their shelf life, or if you are heading on vacation, no need for wasted food. Get that vacuum sealer. I mentioned earlier, but Costco has a vacuum sealer and supplies that you can purchase. It will go on sale randomly throughout the year, so keep an eye on your local Costco. Amazon also has options as well. I got my lid accessories from Amazon because it didn't come with my Costco vacuum sealer. The lid accessory allows me to vacuum seal jars, and I would definitely recommend getting one for regular mouth jars and one for wide mouth jars. Times are getting a little wild, and it's always good to take steps towards being self-sufficient. And I think learning how to preserve your food and procuring the necessary tools to do so may be something you will thank yourself for later. So check out these different options and tools and see what you would like to incorporate into your kitchen, pantry, household. Do you want to make some homemade beef jerky? Get a dehydrator. Do you want to make some homemade ready-to-go soups? Get a pressure canner and start making some canned soup. Well, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and thank you so much for spending your time with me. Make sure to check out GubbaHomestead.com for more homesteading and preparedness information. And in the meantime, don't do anything a Gubba wouldn't do. Bye.